Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for solving our problems. Thank you for making ways for us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs and successes and prosperity. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that has subdued our enemies under our feet. Thank you for the name of Jesus that is producing great victories and signs and wonders in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the blessings you have given to us that we didn't ask for. And we thank you for those blessings you have given to us that we can't see at the moment. We worship and praise your name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the answers we have gotten to our prayer. Thank you for making difficult things easy for us. Thank you for your promises and plans that have been fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for your healing and help that is prevailing in our lives. Thank you for making us to live a peaceful and healthy life. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence this midnight to seek you, to worship you, to pray, to praise you, to adore you. O Lord, meet us at the point of our need. Manifest the greatness of you among us. Visit every one of us and help us in Jesus' name. Make yourself glorified among us in Jesus' name. Thank you, for we know you're going to do more than our imaginations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Before we go into prayer point, we're going to worship God with songs. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. For we give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Savior. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, O Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, O Lord. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, O Lord. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of thorny with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they feel not. As thou art been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. No man on earth, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. No man on earth, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. We are grateful, O Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. With eyes on to thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, among the birds, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Among the gods, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always doing wonders. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Of the Lamb, there is power, there is power. Power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Until I reach my own, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home, until I see the Lord, until I reach my home, heaven is my home, until I reach my own. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. We leave your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. There is not like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is not like you. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God, might and man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail your promises. You are covenant keeping God, Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, H to H, H to H, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, oh El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, we will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never. It can never, never have, never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, never ever, never ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. By your blood, you crushed principalities, Lord Jesus. By your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous, by your blood. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, 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 the righteous, Jesus, 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 you are conquered all. Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, Jesus, King of glory, Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered all. King of the universe, Jesus, Ancient of Days, Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Shall we begin to worship and bless his name? Begin to praise and adore him and glorify him, worship him, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the bright and morning star, the King of glory, the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the mighty man in battle, the King of glory, the King of Israel, the King of all the earth, the creator of the universe, worship him. Worship him. He is before all things and is the one holding all things together. Glorify him. Glorify him. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for who he is in heaven. Praise him for who he is in the earth. Praise him for who he is under the earth. He is the rock of Israel. He is the rock of ages. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the Most High God. Worship His Majesty. Worship His Majesty. Worship His Majesty. We praise you, El Shaddai. We praise you, El Elyon. We praise you, Elohim. We praise you, Adonai. We praise you, King of Israel, King of glory, King of kings, and Lord of lords, and Lord of lords. We praise you, O God. Only you speak and your words come to pass. Only you make impossible things happen. Only you determines the end of things even before they began to exist. Only you controls the entire universe. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, Father. You speak and your words come to pass. You are the great physician. You are the one who cures incurable diseases, incurable sicknesses. You are the one who gives deliverance to the oppressed. You give hope to the hopeless. You give power to the powerless. You give restoration to those who have been wasted by Satan. We praise you, O Lord. 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 Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for the things you do in our lives and situations. Thank you for the things you are still going to do for us very shortly. Thank you for the greatness of your power that is available unto us. Thank you for the greatness of your glory that is manifesting in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and will do. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank the Lord. And you're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your blessings that are following after me. Thank you for your blessings that are running after me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your blessings, for your help that are running after me. Both spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Father, for your blessings that keeps following my life everywhere I go and in everything I do. Thank you for releasing your blessings upon my life. Thank you for releasing your blessings upon my spirit and upon my soul and body. Thank you, Father, for releasing your blessings upon my calling and ministry and destiny. Thank you for releasing your blessings upon my finances and family and home. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. He's the God who fights our battles. Even when we are not aware of the battles, you're going to say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me. Both the visible battles and invisible battles. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Even the battles I wasn't aware of. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for becoming an enemy to my enemies. Thank you for becoming a destroyer to my to the destroyer that I have done my life. Thank you for being a consuming fire that consumes the powers of darkness that are after my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing everything I do to succeed. Thank you for allowing everything I do to prosper. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. It is not your smartness and wisdom and skills that is making the works of your hands to prosper and to succeed. It is the mercy of God. Say, thank you, Father, for allowing the works of my hands to prosper. Thank you for allowing the works of my hands to succeed. Thank you, Father. I believe you are thanking him. Thank you for allowing everything I lay my hands upon to succeed. Thank you for allowing my plans to succeed. Thank you for allowing my plans to prosper. Thank you for allowing my career, my academics, my calling, my business, my skills to succeed and prosper. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for preventing the deadly attacks of my enemies from touching me, from reaching me. As it is written, touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophet no harm. So thank you, Father, for preventing deadly attacks of my enemies from touching me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for stopping the deadly attacks of my enemies from reaching me, from entering into my family, from touching my family members, from touching my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for preventing the deadly arrows, the deadly attacks of my enemies from reaching me, from touching me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you for always answering our prayers in this ministry. Thank you for always answering the prayers of everyone in this ministry. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your faithfulness towards this ministry. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for always answering the prayers of every one of us. And thank you for always answering the prayers of everyone that prays together with us. Everyone that prays along with us. Thank you for always answering their prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you have not allowed us to seek you in vain in this ministry. You have not allowed us to trust you in vain. You have not allowed us to follow you in vain, to worship you in vain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for always providing for my need. Thank you for not allowing me to enter into shame before you provide for my need. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ashatande shinelegelegela, nihastelektushinadegela. Thank you, Father, for always providing for my needs. Thank you for always providing for my daily bread. Thank you for always providing for the food that I eat, for the water that I drink, for the clothes that I wear. Thank you, Father, for always providing for the money that I spend. Thank you for always providing for my need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for a glorious and beautiful future you have prepared for me. Thank you for a glorious and beautiful future you have designed for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a glorious and beautiful future you have designed for my life. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious future you have designed for my life. And thank you because nothing can take that future from me. Nothing shall be able to take away that future from me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a glorious future you have prepared for me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me secured when I go out and come in. You can say, Father, thank you for keeping me secured every time I go out and come in. Every time I travel on the road, every time I move on the road, I move about on the street. Thank you for keeping me safe and secured. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. vision, dine kloshin ne tashinanegara. Thank you for keeping me secured. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me safe and secured. Whenever I go out and come back inside, thank you for keeping me safe and secured. Whenever I travel on the road in vehicles, whenever I travel by air or by sea, thank you for keeping me secured. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, be merciful unto me, and let every good thing that you have ordained to happen to me in this first month of this year, let them happen. Every good thing you have ordained to happen to me in this first month of this year, Father, let them happen according to your mercy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, show me mercy and make every good thing that must happen to me in this first month of this year happen without delay in the name of Jesus. Every blessing I must receive, every help I must receive, every favor I must receive, oh Lord, make me receive them before this first month come to an end. In the name of Jesus, make me receive them. Every promotion, every opportunity, every connection, every good thing I must receive in this month of January, oh Lord, make me receive them. Make me receive them. Make me receive them. In the name of Jesus, make me receive and possess them before this month comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power that is prolonging the release of my blessings. Every power prolonging the release and reception of my blessings. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God consume them now. I come against every power prolonging the release and reception of my blessings. Every power prolonging when my blessings are meant to, prolonging the time my blessings are meant to be released. And every power prolonging the time when I'm supposed to receive them. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every power delaying the release of my blessings. and also delaying when I'm to receive the blessings. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God consume them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that every day in this year shall produce favor for me, shall produce prosperity for me, shall produce success for me, shall produce promotion for me, shall produce greatness for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dishana te bashtu negle degleya. Nasasa jata bashtu negeshte negala. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every day in this year shall produce success for me, shall produce favor for me, shall produce greatness for me, shall produce deliverance for me, shall produce victory for me, shall produce divine revelations for me. Every day in this year shall produce divine visitation for me. Every day in this year shall produce divine encounters in my life. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every day in this year shall produce restoration for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every power of darkness, showing me visions and dreams that are not of God. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy powers of darkness, showing me visions and dreams that are not of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bashandegle Heshideta Disusashabashina Degeshtedegela. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness, showing me visions, showing me dreams, showing me things that are not from God, things that are not of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every ritual and covenant of darkness that is delaying the physical manifestation of God's promises for my life. They say, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy rituals of darkness and covenants of darkness that are delaying the physical manifestation of God's promises for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Kashana de Steba Tonek Leni Shidanga. Nisasa Shatava Stemeshudesta. Nisu Vestenga Tengadaha. My sister Lan Hestedegra. Continue to pray. Let fire fall and consume them. Every satanic altar. Every satanic rituals, every satanic and demonic and witchcraft covenant that are prolonging the physical manifestations of God's promises and God's plans for my life, let fire fall and consume them now. Let fire fall and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every ritual system of the dark kingdom, every ritual system that is operating day and night in the realms of darkness to ensure that the promises of God for my life don't come to pass. Let the fire of God consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from every friend that is not a friend. The Father, separate me from every friend that is not a friend. Every friend that is a weapon in the hand of Satan to hurt me, every friend or close person or anyone close to me that is a weapon, that is an instrument in the hand of Satan to hurt me, Father, separate me from them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Father, separate me now. Separate me now. Separate me now. Separate me from friends that are not friends. Men and women, people around me, people close to me, that are instruments in the hand of the devil to hurt me, people close to me that are instruments in the hand of Satan to hurt me. Oh Lord, separate me from such people. People that appear as friends. People that appear as good people, but are evil in their heart. Oh Lord, separate me from such people right now in the name of Jesus. Separate me from such people right now In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive strength in my inner man to do things that are beyond human strength and wisdom. Say, I receive strength in my inner man to do things that are beyond human strength and wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength now. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. God is very similar, heart and a tongue. Then make a list, then the tension and then allow. My son of Pandit is in a legal. I receive strength in my inner man. I receive strength in my spirit to do things that my human strength cannot do. To achieve successes, my inner strength, my human strength cannot achieve. To achieve greatness, my human strength and wisdom cannot achieve. I receive strength now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive strength now. I receive strength now in the name of Jesus. I receive strength now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase my faith and trust in the word of God, so that my testimonies can increase, so that the miracles I experience can increase, so that my victories can increase. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, increase my faith and trust in God's word. Increase my faith and trust in God's word, so that my testimonies can increase, so that my victories can increase, so that my miracles can increase, so that my success can increase. Holy Spirit, increase my faith now in the name of Jesus. Increase my faith now. Increase my faith in the word of God. Increase my trust in the word of God. Increase my boldness in the word of God. Increase my reliance on the word of God, so that my testimonies can increase, so that my dominion can increase, so that my victories can increase. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You know, some of you, your faith is more in people than it is in God. And it's not supposed to be. It's an error. But you may think it's okay, but the earlier you correct that, the better for you. What I mean is, you trust more in people, in human beings, than you trust in God. And that is very wrong. Yeah, that is very wrong. Even if the person has helped you before, maybe God have used the person to help you before, that doesn't mean you should depend on that person for other help that you need. Yeah. So it is wrong even to depend on whoever God used to help you before. It's the same. You can read it in your Bible. Yeah, it is the same. In fact, the Bible says anyone that puts their trust in man is cursed. Yeah, that is the way the Bible puts it in the book of Jeremiah. That cursed is that person. Cursed is that person. Cursed is that person that puts trust in man. Yeah. So we must be very careful. Yeah, you must be very careful. And you must correct that so that God can bless you. Yeah, so I want you to pray. I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to trust God and His Word more than anything, more than anyone in this world. Help me to trust God and His Word above every other thing or persons. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to trust God and His Word more than any person, more than any human, more than any system in this world. Help me to trust God and His Word and His promises more than my employer or my salary. Help me to trust God and His Word more than this system of man, the system of this world. Help me, Holy Spirit, to trust God above every other thing and every other presence. In the name of Jesus, help me to demonstrate in my actions how much I trust God above man. So Holy Spirit, do not allow me to trust in man. No matter how generous they are, no matter how generous the people appear to be, Holy Spirit, do not allow me to trust them. Help me to trust only in God and in the power of His Word. In the name of Jesus. Do not allow me to trust in man, no matter how nice they appear to be. Help me to trust wholly in God for everything that I need. Help me to depend on God for everything that I need. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. I still want us to pray against delay of things that should have happened in your life, things that should have already happened. Yeah, I don't know why it keeps coming in, into my spirit that we should pray against the delay. Yeah, and that implies that there are things that should have already happened in your life. That is good things, great things. So I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy and speed up the fulfillment of your word in my life, the fulfillment of your promises in my life. Let them no longer delay. Let them no longer delay. Open your mouth and pray like that. Banzanade tihasu sasta tandeglia. Neviste nektegenestra. Let them no longer delay. Let them no longer delay. The things that you have promised me, the things that you have said you will do in my life, the things you have shown me that you will do in my life. Oh Lord, speed up their manifestations now. Even the things that should have already happened in my life. Oh Lord, speed up their manifestations and do not let them delay. Let them delay no longer. Let them delay no longer. I believe you're praying this prayer with desperation. If you don't pray this prayer very well, nothing is going to change. And then this year will just go like that. And yet your life remains the same. Pray this prayer desperately and passionately. Enough of delay in your life. Enough of delay in your destiny. Say, Father, please show me mercy. Say, Father, please show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. And speed up the manifestation of your promises. for my life. Speed up the manifestation of the things you have told me you will do in my life. Speed up the manifestation of the things you have spoken concerning my life. The good things, the great things you have revealed concerning my life. Oh Lord, speed up their manifestations now. In the name of Jesus. Even the things that are supposed to have happened already. Oh Lord, speed up their manifestations now. Make them happen right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I watched a video, and that video is about the testimony of heaven and hell. I think I shared some parts of that video on our platform, on the Telegram platform. Yeah, but there is a part that I've not seen yet. Yeah, and in that testimony of the man who died, I mean the brother who died and then came back to life again after God has shown him so many things about heaven and hell. In that testimony, he said something. He said the day he died, two angels appeared at the accident scene, because he had an accident and he died on the spot. And then there were two angels that appeared. While he was moving about, he thought he was still alive until he saw his dead body on the ground. Yeah. So then he was not thinking of running from that place, maybe to go and check his family, I don't know. But before he could do that, he saw two angels standing, and then he saw Jesus. Yeah. He saw Jesus coming from the midst or from the middle of those angels. And Jesus told him some things in that place. And then Jesus said something to those angels. Jesus said, go and show him things about heaven and hell, why many people keep going to hell and only few people are going to heaven. Jesus said, go and show him these things for 25 seconds. So Jesus said they should show him those things for 25 seconds. Now, do you know that after he had seen those things, by the time he would be coming back to life, 3 days have already passed. 3 days have already passed. And yet, everything they showed him was for 25 seconds. I don't know if you're getting my point. They showed him those visions and revelations for 25 seconds in the realm of God. It was just 25 seconds. Whereas here on earth, it was already 3 days. In fact, they already took his body to the mortuary before he came back to life. I don't know if you're getting my point. So when you do the calculation, 25 seconds in the spiritual realm equal to 3 days on earth. Now, what I'm driving at is that the timing in the realm of God is very fast, whereas the timing here on earth is so slow. And that is why some of you, after you have prayed for like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, you feel like, oh, I think I've prayed enough, because right now I'm just tired. You've just spent 40 minutes, 45 minutes in the place of prayer, and then you're saying, I'm just tired. I think I have done enough. Let me just go and sleep. 45 minutes, you're already tired. That's not a good sign. Yeah, because that brother was in the realm of the spirit for 25 seconds. And here on earth, it was already 3 days. Yeah. So that is why many miracles are not happening. Because let's say maybe it's going to take 10 seconds for the angels to release your miracles in the spirit realm. And then you just prayed for 10 hours, 12 hours, and then you feel like, oh, I've done enough. Whereas those 12 hours is not even enough, because the angels are still busy doing the operation. And the angels, they feed on your prayer. The angels feed on our prayers, on our fasting, and on our faith. So if you stop praying, and you stop fasting, and you stop demonstrating faith, then it means a lot of miracles that are supposed to happen in your life will be aborted. So before the angels could finish, you have already given up. Then the angels will just stop the operation, because your prayers are the fuel of the angels. Yeah, I don't know if you understand. Now, inside the testimony of that brother, there were some group of believers that were praying while that brother had been pronounced dead in the hospital. There were some group of believers that were praying. And they were saying, oh God, Brother Victor must not die. Oh God, send back Brother Victor. They kept on praying. They kept on praying. They prayed for 3 days. They didn't stop. The person leading them to pray said he just felt in his spirit that they should not stop the prayer. That Brother Victor is going to come back. And they kept on praying. And they kept on praying. And they kept on praying. Now, they were praying for 3 days here on earth. But in the spiritual realm, it was just 25 seconds Brother Victor used in the spiritual realm. But they were praying for 3 days. Now, let's say they prayed for 2 days and gave up. Do you know that Brother Victor would not come back to life? Yeah, you know, there are protocols in the kingdom of God. There are principles. Yeah, so Jesus makes sure that people are praying, asking him to bring him back. And at the same time, Jesus makes sure that the angels continue to show him different things. Yeah, because if at any point in time the people praying that he should come back stopped, I'm telling you, that brother would not come back to life. I don't even understand my point. So this is the mystery of prayer. And this is the mystery that governs the performance of miracles on earth. If we give up too quickly, we will hardly experience any miracle in our lives. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you know why I was sharing this with you? Because I never planned to share it with you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to never give up in my faith, in my trust in God, in my expectations from God. The Holy Spirit, help me to never give up. Help me to never give up in prayer. Help me to never give up in fasting until what I am asking from God is released. Open your mouth and pray like that. We have prayed this prayer before. But you are praying the game because you have not been doing this thing that we are talking about here. You have not been doing this in your personal life. That is why we are praying this prayer again. So Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to never give up until I get what I am expecting from God. Help me to never give up. Help me to never give up. Who knows? Maybe the miracle God is preparing for you, maybe it's going to take some hours in the spiritual realm, which could mean some months or some years in the physical realm. Who knows? Yeah. And then you waited for some time and then you just give up. You prayed for some time and then you give up. Why are you giving up so soon, so quickly, when God is still at work on your case? Why are you giving up so quickly when God is not yet done on your case? Why? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. By Sana Tengis and Negle Hedesinal. They help me, Holy Spirit, to pray until I get the things I am expecting from God. So Holy Spirit, help me to pray, to fast, to continue to believe, to continue to trust God until I get the things I am expecting from Him. Even the things I have been expecting from Him, help me to pray until I get them. Help me to wait in faith. Help me to wait in patience. Help me to wait in endurance until I get them. Help me to not give up. Help me to not give up. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, if you look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And then in verse 8 it says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now, in New Living Translation, that verse 7 says, keep on asking, and it shall be given to you. Yeah, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Yeah, that is how to receive things from God. Yeah, stop looking for some shortcuts. Be determined to pay the price for your miracles. Keep on asking. That is what Jesus said. And Jesus said, this principle has never failed. That was what Jesus said in verse 8. He said, everyone that asks always receive. Yeah, Jesus said, this divine principle has never failed. Yeah, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Yeah. So we have to keep on asking. Yeah. So you must not take no for an answer. So it's either you get it or you get it. Yeah, so don't have any other option. The problem of some Christians is that they always have second options. If I don't get it from God, then I'll try this other person. Or I'll try this other method. Yeah, if you would try another method or another option, then why do you approach God in the first place? If you already have a second option, then you don't need to approach God in the first place for the blessing. Yeah. So forget about second options. Yeah, keep on asking and you will receive in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that is full of confidence and assurance in the faithfulness of God. The Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that is full of confidence and assurance in the faithfulness of God, such that whenever I seek the Lord, I am sure that I will find Him. Such that whenever I ask in prayer, I am sure that I will get what I'm asking for. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This thing is a matter of your heart. It's a matter of your heart. And the Holy Ghost can give you that kind of heart. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that is full of confidence and assurance in God's faithfulness, such that every time I ask in prayer, every time I ask things in prayer, I am so sure that I will get it from God. Such that any time I seek God in prayer, I am so sure that I will find Him. Such that any time I knock in prayer, I am so sure that the door will open. unto me. Holy Spirit, give me that kind of heart. Create in me such hearts right now. Create in me such hearts right now. Create in me such hearts right now. Create in me such heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think I have shared with you before how Jesus taught the apostles to pray for miracles. Yeah. And I said it that at that time that is how angels also prayed. Now this is how Jesus taught the apostles to pray for miracles. Jesus taught them to pray with a mind that what they are praying for have been done even before they say the prayer. That is, if they were going to pray for a sick person, Jesus taught them to already conceive in their mind that the sick person they were to pray for have already been healed before they will now pray for that person. So in other words, they are not praying for healing to happen. They are praying for what have happened to now appear, for the healing that have happened to manifest. Yeah, so that was how Jesus taught the apostles to pray. So let's say, for instance, they were going to pray for someone that is lame. In their mind, they should already see that lame person walking in their mind. Yeah. So when they say be healed, the picture they already have in their mind will now become a reality in the physical. And that is also the way angels operate. Angels are not trying to win. Whenever angels are fighting or operating in the spiritual realms, they are not trying to win battles. They enforce the victory. They are not trying to get a victory. They already got victory. So they fight the mind that they already got victory. So what they do is they just enforce the victory. So it's more like they say, this thing have already been done by God. So now let it appear. That's how angels operate. Yeah, maybe God sent angels to open the eyes of a blind person. What the angel will do is that these eyes have already been opened by Jesus. So now let it be. Let what has happened be. And that will just be instantly. I don't know if you understand. Yeah, so in the same way, God wants us to pray with the same mind. He wants us to function like the angels. So you are going to pray. So you are supposed to pray with a mind of victory, with a mind of dominion. You're not supposed to pray like you're trying to get. Or let me put it this way. You're not supposed to pray like God. God is trying to do it. You're supposed to pray with the mind saying, God, I've already done it. It's just for him to manifest in the physical realm. So that is how to pray miracle prayer. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that operates from the realm of victory in God. So Holy Spirit created me a spirit, or transform my spirit into a spirit that operates from the realm of victory, the realm of dominion in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, change my spirit into a spirit that operates from the realm of dominion in God. Change my spirit into a spirit that operates from the realm of victory in God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, help me to pray with a heart that is fixed on God's victory. Help me to pray with a heart that is fixed on God's dominion. Help me to pray like someone who have already won battles. Help me to pray like someone who have already conquered battles. Help me to pray like someone who have already possessed his possessions, our possessions. Help me to pray with a mind full of victory and dominion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me to fight the enemy as someone who have already conquered the enemy, and not someone who is trying to win the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A lot of Christians are looking for shortcuts. They are looking for shortcuts to breakthroughs, shortcuts to prosperity, shortcuts to excellence, success. Yeah, and that is why they don't get the success. Yeah, because there is no shortcut. Yeah, even the instant miracles that many of you see on television, that is maybe an evangelist pray for a sick person, and the sick person suddenly starts walking. I mean, maybe a sick person that have been lame or paralyzed, and they start to walk. Or someone that I've never heard through his or her ears start to hear. And then it happens so instantly, and then you think it is actually that simple. Actually, it's not that simple. Yeah, it is not that simple. There is somebody or some people somewhere that have paid the price in the place of prayer for those miracles to happen that fast. Yeah, and even the evangelist may not be aware of that person. Yeah, there is someone somewhere. I mean, there's an intercessor somewhere, or group of intercessors somewhere that have prayed enough for those miracles to happen that fast. Yeah. Yeah, so there is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let false prophets deceive you. There is no shortcut to seeing miracles. Yeah, miracles are born out of serious, persistent, and intense prayers with fasting. Yeah. There was a story of a pastor who had the gifts and anointing to work miracles. Yeah, and every church in every church meetings where he ministers, miracles will happen. Yeah, there will be prophecy, there will be deliverance, there will be healings. And he didn't know that all those things were happening because there was an elderly woman that used to intercede secretly for miracles to happen in that church. Yeah. So that woman would spend hours in a house praying that miracles continue to happen in that church. And that was how miracles was happening. Yeah, and the pastor thought it was his anointing that is doing. He thought it was his anointing that was doing all of that. Yeah, he never knew that somebody was paying the price. So now it happened that the old woman died. Yeah, the old woman died, and they buried her. And then the pastor would do the meetings normally the way he does the meetings. And now the spirit is not flowing anymore. The anointing is not moving anymore. The miracles now, it's not as if there was no miracle, but it was now so small. The miracles that was not happening was now so small. And the way the spirit was moving before wasn't happening again. And the pastor was so concerned. He was like, have I done something wrong? Have I sinned? Is there something I did wrong that made God to stop using me? So he went into fasting and prayer. It was in the fasting and prayer that God now told her that the reason is because the person who has been doing the prayer secretly just died. Yeah, so, and there have not been a replacement. I don't know if I'm getting my point. So don't be deceived to think there is a shortcut. Yeah, don't be deceived. Jesus said, men hunt always to pray than to faint. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You know, I always say this thing every time we pray. And if I'm still saying the same now, it means some of you are still guilty of prayerlessness. And it means some of you are still looking for shortcomings. Yeah. I pray that you repent. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fire of prayer. the Holy Spirit fueled with fire of prayer, that is able to give birth to miracles in the earth. Fill me with fire of prayer that will enable me to give birth to miracles in the earth through prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion. Elijah was a human being like you and I. But he was prayerful. And through that, he caused changes in his generation. Do you also want to produce a change in your generation? Then you need this fire. The Holy Spirit, fill me now with fire of prayer. Fill me with fire of prayer that will enable me give birth to signs and wonders, to mighty miracles, to great revival in the earth through prayer. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Heal me now. Heal me now. Heal me now. Heal me now. And I've told you how you can pray a single prayer point for hours. Prayer is not about. It's not all about praying so many prayer points. Prayer is about your heart and desperation. It's about your heart and how desperate you are. So you can even pray a single prayer point for as long as 1 hour. It's not about your heart. And that is what this fire can do to you. Yeah, you can keep praying and crying and talking to God on one particular heat, and then you refuse to stop until you get what you want. The Holy Spirit, fill me with fire of prayer that will enable me give birth to great miracles, great signs and wonders, great revival in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Or maybe you are thinking, I've been doing that, but I'm not seeing any change, or I'm not seeing any results. Then continue to do it more. Yeah. So if you think you're not seeing results, it means you should do it more and more. Because something is going to happen. Yeah. Because something is going to happen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Now, I have established through that testimony I shared of the brother who rose from the dead that the timing here on earth is very slow, whereas the timing in heaven is too fast. Yeah, and that was why the Bible says that 1,000 years with God is like 1 day. One day with God is like 1,000 years on earth. Yeah, that's just like an idiomatic expression or a figurative expression. Yeah, what that means is that I mean, in heaven is too far. Yeah, and that requires patience and persistence on our part here on earth. That is not a bad news. The fact that the timing in heaven is faster, that is not a bad news. And it doesn't mean you are going to grow old before the promises of God come to pass. No, it's a good news. There's no time I would have explained it deeper to you. But maybe later I will do that. Yeah, it's a good news that the timing in heaven is faster than the timing on earth. It only calls for persistence in prayer and patience on our part. Yeah. That is what it demands. Yeah, because God is faithful. Yeah, God is faithful. Yeah, I don't know if some of you have heard this story before. Maybe some of you in Nigeria would have heard this story. There was a prophet in Nigeria, though he is dead now, but we were told that during his lifetime he was leading the people in prayer from the pulpit, and as he was leading the prayer, he got caught up in the spirit. And he didn't stop praying. The people thought he was going to stop the prayer, but he couldn't stop. The first day went, he was still praying from the pulpit, standing. First day went, he was still praying. Second day went, he was still praying. And before the end of the first day, most of the people have left the church. They have gone back home. But they were watching him. So they noticed that he didn't stop praying. The second day they came, he was still praying, standing behind the pulpit. The third day they came, he was still praying. Yeah, so for complete 3 days, he was praying. And by the time he would round up the prayers, he didn't know that he had spent 3 days. He didn't know. It was the people that said, we noticed that you didn't stop, so all of us we went home, but we kept coming, but we still saw you praying. Now, he was not aware that he prayed that long. Why? Because he was caught up to the realm of God, where time is fast. Where time is faster. Yeah. So my point is that God demands patience. He demands patience from us and persistence in prayer while we wait for his promises. And many Christians don't have this patience. My prayer is that you will have the patience in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray for that patience. You're going to say, Father, help me to be patient while pray for changes to happen in my life. Help me to wait patiently for you while praying, while fasting for changes to happen in my life. Help me to be patient. Help me to be patient. Help me to not make decisions and choices that will prolong my divine visitation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lack of patience have really prolonged the fulfillment of God's promises in the lives of many Christians. Say, Father, help me to be patient. Help me to be patient while I continue to pray for changes to happen in my life. While I continue to pray for changes to happen in my calling, in my destiny, help me to wait on you patiently. In the name of Jesus, help me to wait on you patiently, knowing fully well that you will come to me, you will visit me, knowing fully well that you will touch me and change my life. Help me, Father, to be patient. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. We have 5 more prayer points. Now, one of the reasons why time is faster in heaven than here is because of God's enemies. It's because of your enemies. Yeah, for many of us, God has delivered us before the enemy attacked us. So God already knew the enemy would attack. So he had gone ahead of time. Yeah, you know, if you're moving faster than time, you'll be able to travel into the future. Yeah, even the people in science, they confirmed that anyone that is faster than time, I mean this time here on earth, that person will be able to travel into the future. Yeah. So, because the timing in heaven is faster, it enables God to deliver you before you got attacked by the enemy. Yeah. So God already protected you, delivered you ahead. And the enemy doesn't know that. The enemy cannot know that because the realm where God operates from, the enemy doesn't operate in that realm. They can't even see that realm. Yeah. So that is why it's a good news to know that time is faster in him. Yeah, because that is how God can design a very great future for you. Yeah, because you stay in a realm where time doesn't exist. So you're going to pray. You're going to stay Father. From your realm where time has been conquered, where time has been conquered and defeated, authorize great things to happen in my life. You mean to say, Father, from your realm, we at time have been conquered. We at time have been defeated. Authorize great changes to happen in my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Whatever is authorized in that realm cannot be reversed. Yeah, because that realm have conquered time. Whatever God authorized in his realm will surely happen in this earth. Say, Father, from your realm where you have conquered time, where you have defeated time, authorize great changes to happen in every area of my life. Great positive changes, authorize them to happen now. In the name of Jesus, authorize great changes to happen right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Now, the reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit is so that the Holy Spirit can be a bridge between the realm of God where time doesn't exist, or the realm of God where they are faster than time. And this realm, this earthly realm, where all of us we have been enslaved by time. So the Holy Spirit is to be the bridge between the two realms. I don't know if you're getting my point. The Holy Spirit is the bridge because the Holy Spirit is in that realm where time doesn't exist because time has been defeated. And then the Holy Spirit is also here where time is. So he's that bridge. And that is why you should pray more in the Spirit. Yeah, you should pray more in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, so that the changes God wants for your life will happen fast. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit is able to make changes happen fast by connecting your life to the power that flows from the realm of God where time doesn't exist. So as power flow from that realm into this realm, changes happen very fast. Yeah, changes happen very fast. So you need Jesus to help you to pray a lot in the Holy Ghost. You need Jesus to empower you to pray a lot in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, otherwise, you may not be able to get some changes very quick. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me now to pray, to pray without ceasing in the Holy Ghost. So Lord Jesus, empower me now to pray always without ceasing in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is Dagetabalahashunedera. This is Dagetanadagala. Ask Jesus to empower you. The Holy Ghost is here on earth already. But you need Jesus to put you into the river of the Holy Spirit. You need Jesus to baptize you into that river, into that flow of the Holy Spirit that is already here on earth. You need Jesus to dip you deep into the flow, into the stream, into the river of the Holy Ghost that is already here on earth. Yeah. So Lord Jesus, empower me now. Empower me now. So once Jesus puts you in that river of the Holy Ghost, that is the empowerment. That alone is power. Once he puts you into that in that river, and then the Holy Ghost began to flow through you every time you pray. That is it. The Lord Jesus, empower me. Empower me to pray always in the Holy Ghost. Empower me to pray without ceasing in the Holy Ghost. It takes power to pray in the Holy Ghost. It takes power to flow together with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus will give you that power. Jesus will give you that grace. Pray for that grace. Anyone can have that grace. He can give you the ability to flow in the Holy Ghost, to swim in the river of the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus, empower me now to pray in the Holy Ghost continually until every area of my life is completely transformed by God's power. In the name of Jesus. So give me the ability. Give me the strength to pray without ceasing in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. If you can walk in the Spirit all the time, many things that have been delayed in your life will no longer be delayed. If you can walk in the Spirit all the time, yeah, because walking in the Spirit connects you to the eternal life or eternal energy of God. Eternal energy of God that speed up the the manifestation of God's promises and God's plans. Yeah, but so many Christians today, they like to walk in the flesh than to walk in the spirit. They are always carnal. Yeah, and then they are complaining that things are delaying. Why won't things delay? When every day you enjoy being in the flesh and you don't like walking in the spirit, you don't like being in the spirit, so you're going to pray. How can you even pray in the spirit without season? When you're not walking in the spirit, how can you pray in the spirit when you don't walk in the spirit, when you don't live in the spirit? Yeah, that's not possible. Yeah, some people they speak in tongues, they pray in tongues, but all those tongues is in the flesh. Yeah, is going on in the flesh, because they are not in the spirit, they are in the flesh. So all the tongues they are speaking is coming from the realm of the flesh, not from the realm of the spirit. And that's why they are not experiencing transformation in their lives. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to walk daily in the spirit and not in the flesh. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Lord Jesus, help me to walk daily in the spirit and not in the flesh. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Give me the strength, give me the grace to walk in every day, in every hour of my life in the spirit and not in the flesh. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to be spiritual at all times and not carnal. Give me the fire to be spiritual all the time and not Anna. Give me the fire to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. What does it mean to walk in the spirit? To walk in the spirit, in the spirit simply means to sweet. Walking in the spirit is like a sweet, like the way you have a switch in your house that turns on the light and turns off the light. Yeah. So walking in the spirit is also like that. Yeah, it means sweet to the spirit. And you may be asking, where is the sweet? The sweet is in your mind. The sweet is not even in your mind. The sweet is your mind. Yeah, the sweet is your mind. So it is with your mind that you walk in the spirit. So with your mind you can switch to the spirit, and then you can switch back to the flesh. It's all in your mind. And that was why Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 6, if I'm not mistaken, he said to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yeah. So once you switch your mind, you change your mind, you renew your mind, from thinking carnal things, worldly things, you automatically find yourself in spiritual mode. Yeah, whether you feel it or not, it's not about feeling. Yeah. So once you switch your mind, maybe you have been thinking about earthly things, carnal things, yeah, things about your body, things about yourself, things about life here. At that moment, you're in the flesh. Yeah, even if what you're thinking doesn't really look sinful, but in as much as what you're thinking about is all about things here on earth and has nothing to do with heaven, you will be in the flesh. Yeah, maybe you're thinking about food, or you're thinking about watching a movie. Yeah, even though the movie may not be sinful or the food may not be sinful, but in as much as the things you're thinking about are here on earth, you will be carnal. But when you switch the thinking, and then your mind is not focused on the things above, the things in heaven, the things about God, about Jesus, about the Word of God, about righteousness, about holiness, about faith, about purity, then automatically you find yourself in the spirit. So your mind is the switch. Yeah. And the more you remain, or the more your mind remains spiritual, the more you'll be able to remain in the spirit. May the Lord help you. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me to be strong in my mind such that I determine which direction my mind should go by time. Yeah, because some people, they have lost power over their mind. Satan just played their mind like football. Satan plays their minds and emotions like football. They don't have power over their mind. Yeah, they think whatever Satan wants them to think by time. They behave however way Satan wants them to behave by time. But I don't want that kind of life for you. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, strengthen me in my mind such that I determine the direction my mind should go by time, such that I have the power to make my mind spiritual at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The word system wants to control your mind. Even the social media wants to control your mind. Everything in this world, they are after controlling your mind to go in their own direction. But you must have power in your mind to refuse their control and influence. If you don't have the power, you are lost forever. Sooner or later, they will get you, or maybe they have already gotten you. So Lord Jesus, strengthen me in my mind so that I have power to determine the direction I want my mind to go by time. So that I have the power to determine the direction I want my emotions to go. Strengthen me in my mind right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me in my mind right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, heal every part of my life that I've been wounded by the enemy, damaged by the enemy. So, Lord Jesus, heal me now. Heal me now. Whether they are spiritual wounds or physical wounds, whether they are spiritual damages or physical damages, Lord Jesus, heal them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, heal every part of my life, every aspect of my life that have been wounded and damaged by darkness. Heal them now. Heal them now. In the name of Jesus, any part of my body, any part of my spirit and soul that have been wounded and damaged by darkness, Lord Jesus, heal them now. In the name of Jesus, heal me and make me whole again. Heal me and make me whole. 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 In the name of Jesus. Heal me now, Lord Jesus. And make me whole. Fix every part of me that Satan has damaged. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I'm going to round off the session now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, Ancient of Days, we praise you. God of Israel, we adore you. Mighty deliverer, mighty God, mighty Savior, lift up your name. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We are so grateful to be surrounded with your mercy and goodness and favor. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your great love for our lives. We thank you because everything you have determined to do for us shall be done and they shall begin to happen without delay. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to the multitude of your mercies, that you intervene in the lives of your people here, and that you save them, deliver them, restore them, and transform their lives. In Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you bring your people out of every captivity Satan and his agents have locked them in for years. Lord, by your mercy, bring them out right now. In Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you subdue under the feet of your people all the operations of darkness going on against their lives and destinies. Father, subdue those operations to go under their feet now, in Jesus' name. I pray that the kind of help you have been expecting to come from heaven, from God, and from people, I decree that the hand of God shall authorize the release of such help now, in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall authorize the release of the favor you have been waiting for. The hand of God shall authorize the release of the opportunity and the connection you have been waiting for, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall henceforth begin to grow from strength to strength, and from spiritual maturity to spiritual maturity. Your life shall no longer be stagnant. Your growth shall no longer be stagnant. Your spiritual growth shall no longer be stagnant, in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord find you useful in his vineyard at this time. I pray that the Lord find you useful for his glory and for the assignment in his kingdom at this time, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall receive anointing from the Lord, and you shall begin to demonstrate God's power face to face with people on earth. You shall stand before people and you shall demonstrate God's power before their eyes. You shall demonstrate God's authority before their eyes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.